Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino and Chris Fuller, helping you and people across the globe live life to the fullest. Our focus is on you, so you can be your best and create the life you deserve. Visit us at besteveryou.com.
Hello, everybody. Sitting there for it to be done. That's a new intro for us. So I was like, oh, how does this end? Just listening. I got a little bit listened. It's 9 o'clock here over on the East Coast, and I just had my hair done.
And good evening.
I just totally had my hair done, and I was like, oh, and I showed Chris this picture of me with all these foils in my hair, and we were like, let's do a show. So here's Chris Fuller, and I'm Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, and we are here tonight to talk all about International Women's Day and our conference coming up. And take it away, Chris Fuller.
Yes, hello, good evening. It's 6 o'clock here on the West Coast where I am, but we are very excited. We are 1 month away to the day. International Women's Day is March 8th. I mean, I can't even believe it's February and March is just around the corner. And so we, every year, host an online event. It's free. It's fabulous. And that's really the purpose of our show tonight, is to let you know about that and a few other things also happening at the same time. It's like the stars aligned in the Best Ever You Network. And we have a book coming out on the exact same day as our yearly Women's Day conference, which, of course, Women's Day is international, and it's been March 8th since inception, I believe. So, yes, we are excited.
So we'd love for you to join us. You can go to besteveryou.com/Women's Day 2022, and you can register. Everyone who registers for the conference, and there's a link with show here to go ahead and register, but everybody who registers for the conference will be entered into our drawings, and we'll do little drawings like journals and t-shirts and maybe some change guidebooks and so forth. And,
absolutely.
And you know, we're really here to create that amazing day of inspiration and, as Chris said, information, and because Chris Fuller's involved, entertainment. I mean, it will not be very entertaining if Chris Fuller is involved.
Absolutely. And unlike our radio show right now, which, thank you guys for listening, you will see Elizabeth and I smiling and streaming in person on our Facebook group. So once again, like Elizabeth said, you just go to besteveryou.com/Women's Day 2022, or you can just click the word conferences at the top and it'll be right there. And a link in the show. But it is free and it is just fabulous. And so I think what we're going to do here this evening, we're going to tell you about the speakers that we have coming on. We'll just kind of list them by name and maybe a sentence or two or a little bit about them. Yeah. This is just kind of one of those like teaser radio shows where we highlight the fabulous points. But it's entertaining, it's uplifting, it's super heartfelt, because the women that we select are always there to give incredible value. And this year, in alignment with, Elizabeth has a book coming out. So for those of you who are longtime listeners, you know that the Change Guidebook by Elizabeth Hamilton Garino is scheduled to launch this year on March 8th. It's in pre-order mode right now, so you can buy the book now. But March 8th, that book is being released, and the Women's Day Conference is also that same day. That was coincidental, but we also, at Best Ever You, we're high-fiving it. We're throwing sparkles up. We're going, oh, great.
Sure.
We get to celebrate two things on the same day. That's like wearing a pink shirt and fuzzy socks. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Or in our case, we're going to be wearing our purple Women's Day shirts that you designed. We have everybody can go to that Women's Day conference link, and we've got a mug, a t-shirt, and we've got all sorts of t-shirts. You can pick which style that you like the best, black font, white font, purple, pink, whatever you want. And then we've got two journals, two purple journals, a Be Bold, Be Brave, Be You one, and then a Women's Day one. And our journals, because of Chris, because Chris does all the artwork and design and everything, and thinking of all the different ones, it was totally her idea to have journals in the first place. They're $5.99, and we've got like 250 of them now, Chris, on Amazon under, what are they, Mia Mel? Is that right?
Yeah. So the author of our books, because Elizabeth is an author in her own right with self-help books, children's books, and books with narratives and stories and information, and I am as well. I also have books, children's books and young teen books published. When we were looking at creating journals on a large scale, and we wanted to make journals, we are journal queens. We absolutely we love writing in them. I have a notebook in every room in my house, and there's good and bad for that. I always have one handy, but then I'm like, which notebook was I writing those notes in? And I'll sometimes misplace a list or so. But I always find them. I always circle back. But we hatched the theme to do themed journals for basically everything you can think of. We've done ones for Mother's Day, Father's Day. We just did a bunch with love notes and hearts for Valentine's Day. Of course, we have a whole slew of gratitude journals because FSWU, yeah. I mean, you could, Elizabeth and I, if somebody stopped us on the street and said, what could you talk about for 3 hours, no preparation, I know gratitude is one of those topics that is at the top of our files. So gratitude journals, and the list goes on and on. And so, yes, we have well over 250 journals. Oh, the whole point was about why we called the authorship.
Either way, we're just,
the pseudonym,
Mia
Mel.
Yeah, the cats, kitty cats.
That happens with me. I'm like, but, thanks for handing me the torch. You might not get it back.
Going on and on about journals, but that's okay because we're passionate about them. But my favorite journal is the one you just did with the coffee cup and the donut on the front of it, and it's an I love you one, and it's absolutely cute. I'm going to put a link to that on this show just because it's so cute.
Perfect.
And I sent them to my sister, and I sent them to my brother's wife, and they got them today, and they just were like, these are so cute.
Oh, awesome. So, that's crazy.
So every Women's Day journal.
I sent the donut one to my nephews in Alberta, too. They haven't received it yet, but I sent four of those out there.
In any event,
let me just wrap up that story, is that we use the name Mia Mel for our journals because when we publish them, we have to put in an author, and Mia is the name of my cat, and Mel is the name of Elizabeth's cat. So we thought that would just be a perfect – and they're always in the offices with us when we're doing radio shows and planning and doing things like the Women's Day event. So you will probably see our little gray and black cats nosing around. They're super quiet and fabulous, but we named the journal pseudonym, the pen name, Mia Mel for them. And certainly, yes, there are ones specifically made for International Women's Day. This year, you'll see across our social media and the things Best Ever You is doing with the Women's Day, we decided to go for that white brick and purple. So every year we change and just keep a color, a theme that sparks us joy. And this year, purple just happened to make us smile. So those are what the journals are, and the shirts and everything too. So
we're going to go back to just telling you who our speakers are, and I'm going to do this because we're still getting speakers in, and I'm fiddling around with times and stuff like that. So when you go to the website, do that with easy, be kind eyes as we're still fiddling around a little bit. But the first, so we're going to kick the conference off. You and I are going to kick the conference off with a little chat about navigating change. And we're going to wake Chris up because it's 7 a.m. out there and 10 a.m. Eastern.
I'll be ready.
So you'll hear from us. Yeah. And then we're going to follow up with Sherry Salata at 11 a.m. Eastern. She's our keynote. Sherry wrote the foreword to my book, The Change Guidebook, and she also is the author of an amazing best-selling book called The Beautiful No. And she had a over 20-year career with the Oprah Winfrey Show as the executive producer. So she's just a wealth of information on so many different topics. So we're blessed to have her, and she's got a free gift too. Chris, if you want to chime in here as we go, I'll pause after each one if there's something you want to say. Some of these people will be maybe even new to you. I'm not sure because some of these are pretty good friends. But so we have Sophia.
Yeah.
You know Sophia.
Yes, I
Sophia
do. And Sophie, we had Sophia on last year, and what an incredible woman. So she is an award-winning author and journalist, and she is also has been on CNN, and she's written that beautiful book called The Women's Code. And she is just a ball of energy, and she's delightful to have on. So we have Sophia. Yay, Sophia.
Yep, and then she also has a book coming out. We're with the same publisher, and it's called Be the One You Need, and that's going to come out in April. So she's going to be here talking about her new book. It follows right after mine, so we're kind of both released right there in the same time frame. And then we have, one of my dear friends. I had fallen on the ice probably about 5 years ago, and I was sitting on my couch trying to recover, and I discovered this woman on, Roku. There's a exercise program called Grace and Gusto. And I'm like, I love this, and I need to know her. So I totally, stalked her and found her. Talked her, and she's become a best friend. But her name is Ellen Barrett. And she's
awesome.
She's just a beautiful soul, and she hates socks. So that's a fun fact about Ellen Barrett. If you see her in socks, she's having a moment of being cold. It cracks me up.
Against her will.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Good.
And then we have the beautiful Kim Parrish. Kim Parrish, you see her on QVC. She does everything for Crepey Race, which is a great skincare line.
Yes.
She's a former Miss West Virginia, and she's incredibly involved with the Miss America pageant and Miss America teen. She has two boys,
awesome.
Chase and Zach, and they do a lot of philanthropy, and just she's a good soul and just brilliant. So it'll be fun to talk to her.
Yes.
We're going to say a blessing to Jennifer Vaughn and excuse her from this event. Her mother passed away. So Jennifer will not be joining us. We're going to have Jennifer on at a different time because she has a brand new book out and just is not up to the task at this point.
No.
I asked her.
She's a friend and we love and adore her and we just send our love to her at this time, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next person is Dr. Claudia. And she, oh my gosh, she's so lovely. She interviewed me for the Change Guidebook and other things. And so I'm like, you got to come on to our Women's Day. And she's beautiful. We'll learn about her. We've got Denise Zach. We have Liz Brunner.
Yes.
We have Sherianna Boyle. You know Sherianna.
Yeah, I do. Yes, indeed. We've been in a few things together, interviewing, talking, sharing. She's a bright light too. What a fun gal.
Yep. Huge book release today for Sherianna. She's got an emotional detox book that released today. And we'll talk more about that on when we talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pamela Gail Johnson, who is a collector of everything happiness. She runs a happiness society on Facebook that is amazing. It has 50,000 or so people in it. And she's also published with HCI. Chelsea Austin is joining us. Laura McKinney is joining us. That's Frank McKinney's daughter. You and I are going to be speaking. And we have Deidre Sirianni, who's new to the scene. Brenda Ridgely, who is got a wealth of information about women networking, like collecting your tribes that she self-published, that you can't tell is self-published. It's the most beautiful book I've seen in a long time that's self-published. Usually you can kind of tell if something's self-published. This one you can't. It's gorgeous. And her goal, Chris, is to help women publish their books. And she did a beautiful job. Your book, any book would be beautiful with her behind it. And then we're going to end the night, of course, with us at the end of it, but we've got two last speakers. We have Lisa Tenner, who is a book coach. So if you want to write a book and you don't know where to begin, she is the person. I started my journey in writing Percolate with her. She was one of the first people to edit the book. And then we have the amazing Erica Diamond from Canada, who she's very cool. She's a certified life coach, yoga and meditation teacher. She's been on just about everything you can think of, TV, radio, Forbes magazine. She did a site for a really long time. When I first started Best Ever You, I noticed her. It was called Women on the Fence, which it's still it's now ericadiamond.com, but it was Women on the Fence. And so she's made quite a name for herself and has just been chugging along, doing her thing, and she's got a family and just all sorts of things. So we've got a lot of great speakers.
And incredible women. And in fact, we extended our day a little bit this year, didn't we? We added more speaking spaces because it's so difficult for us when we just want to include everyone. I don't want to point fingers or say anything, but we do have extra people in. And, I don't want to, I love it. And so because of that, the day is a little bit longer than last year. But here's the great news. When you're registering for the conference, everything is free and everything is available on replay as well. So if you have things going on and there's a slot or a time that you can't make it or can't join us, please know that you can just circle back once you're in the Facebook group with us. That's where we're hosting the event is on Facebook. And we're streaming live all day with these beautiful speakers and snippets. And Elizabeth and I will be there entertaining, chiming in, interviewing, talking about navigating change, talking about their projects, getting all sorts of inspiration for how to be your best and live your life to the optimum. It's a beautiful day, and we always have so much fun. I always have tons of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a complete blast. And before we go, I'm going to just mention this. When you pre-order the Change Guidebook, the odds of it arriving in your hands on March 8th are probably not – it's probably not going to happen. It'll probably get there a few days later than that. So as you're pre-ordering your book, think about also pre-ordering the ebook, and that will arrive so that when we're speaking about the Change Guidebook, you have a chance to glance at the file at least and read a little bit of the book.
Yep, great idea.
Of course. And everything I say will kind of coordinate to that during when I talk so that you can listen on replay with the book or whatever you want to do. But just, I know people get frustrated. They're like, you're talking about a book. I don't know what it is. Well, that's the way. That people are kind of navigating that to have it during the conference. But it's called the Change Guidebook, How to Align Your Heart, Truth, and Energy to Find Success in All Areas of Your Life. It's published by HCI and distributed by Simon & Schuster. And you can get that wherever books are sold in pre-order mode. You can go into the bookstore and pre-order it, which is really cool. You can order it on Amazon. It's at Target, Walmart. I don't even
Chapters
know where it is, Chris.
If you're Canadian, it is there online. It is. So I've ordered my pre-order from Chapters and Indigo online. It will come to me there. So we got you, girl. Canada's got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
and
yes,
thank
get
you.
Your pre-order in. And I love that ebook advice because it is so true how much you like to follow along or know what's going on. So that's a perfect suggestion.
Yep. And
so one more
I'm
thing
great.
Is the registration. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. You don't need to tell me twice. The registration for our Women's Day Conference is open and available right now. You can skip on over to besteveryou.com/conferences/Women's Day 2022 and register. And the beautiful thing about that is you can hop into our Facebook group then right away. And already right now, we've started some of the delightful lead-up activities. We have some cute little polls going on. We have some this or that, and it's just an opportunity for you to engage and chime in with some of the ladies, and it's just a fun little group, and it really picks up in sort of February, mid-February, leading into the Women's Day Conference on March 8th. So registration is open, and there's some fun little things already happening, so please don't hesitate. Register now. It is free, and we can't wait.
Yeah, I love the post where you're, like, making people think about a choice between lakes or rivers. I mean, really, is that really a choice? It's always lakes. Just kidding.
Well, you know, I like a little bit of both. Sometimes I've put up choices that are difficult for me. And some of them are a little more heartfelt or serious, and some are really silly. Like, I have a poll going right now about ice cream as well. Do you prefer it in a cone or a bowl? And people are writing us, like, mini novellas about if it's a waffle cone, then this, and how many scoops, then this. And it's just really cute because it's just – all it is, it's a little bit of fun and engagement, right? And it's just a Facebook group for ladies only because, of course, it's for the Women's Day Conference. And I love that fun leading up to it, right? We want the whole thing to be uplifting and inspirational, and we really are committed to giving you an incredible experience with fabulous, fabulous women. So, and, of course, you are too. If you are joining us, you're one of the fabulous women. We can't wait to have you in the group.
Yeah, and I think about it this way too. It's like it's a lot to ask of someone to spend an entire day with you listening to however many speakers we have at this point. And so our goal as organizers of the event is to really give you, you know, yes, it's fun. Yes, it's inspirational, but it's also informative. It's actually stuff you'll be able to turn around and use in your daily life and in your work life, personal life, whatever. And I know from last year's conference, I left having learned a lot, and we organized it, you know.
I know. Yes, I know. That's the beauty of it, right? People don't know. We're sneaky like that. We're like, this is a little self-serving because we want to hear and do and what we want to learn. But then, of course, we do it with the idea of serving and helping others too. But we certainly benefit from it too. I love that you said that because it is so true. And I think that's true with so many of the women that we have interviewing with us as well. And you'll hear them speak about that, the power of collaboration and learning and working with others. So it really is just a day that we both, Elizabeth and I, look forward to. So registration is open. T-shirts and journals are on sale. Change Guidebook, pre-order is up. All of that is on the Best Ever You website. What else is our wrap-up reminders here then, Elizabeth?
I think we got it. I think that we just wanted to come on here really fast, tell you what we have going on, and wish you a happy evening and hope that you join us. Last year, over 1,500 women joined us, and we hope that You join us. That's all I got.
Yes, bring a friend and let's double that. Let's double it. Let's get more ladies, more enthusiasm, more love, all the things.
Yeah. All right. There was so much energy last year. It took a few days to unwind.
Yes.
It really was. So much energy. I was like, ooh, that was cool. I learned a lot, and I had to unwind a lot because there was just a lot of energy going on. That was a really powerful group of people speaking. So, all right, Chris Fuller, great chatting with you. Thank you for being here.
Always
thank
a pleasure.
You for all you do. And thank you all in the Best Ever You Network for listening, following, sharing, supporting us. And if we can be of service to you, you let us know. If you have ideas or suggestions, we're all ears. So, all right, I am going to close us out. All right, take care.
Perfect. All right, everyone, talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you, and remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.